those disciples didn't receive power from the wind. They didn't receive power from solar power or from fossil fuel or even nuclear fusion. Their power came from none other than God, the Holy Spirit of God. They were given power to speak other languages. They weren't babbling. They weren't saying nonsense. They were speaking languages of the Medes and Persians and the Mesopotamians and the Cappadocians and the Cappuccinos. Oh, sorry. That's wrong. I always slip that in there. They were speaking real languages. Why? Why do you suppose that they were speaking other languages? Well, this was a perfect opportunity to send this message home with these folks, because they had to go home after the festival was over, right? And so they started speaking the good news to the known world so that the gospel would spread like wildfire. This was no man-made energy source, folks. This was power from God that turned the world upside down. The world changed that day because the church of Jesus Christ was born. And the good news is that same power is available to us today. That's right. The infinite, unlimited power of God that has its source in none other than God Himself. All we've got to do is tap into it. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready? Say amen. Why does the church exist? Why are we here? Why does the church exist? What are we here for? What's our purpose? Well, I believe our purpose is to bring love and life and joy and hope and fulfillment to the world. That is our charge. We're here to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We're here to represent the love of God and the message of good news, of hope, that God loves everyone. And that we're here to point people to Jesus and the hope that He represents. We are not here simply to crank out church members. That's not our primary purpose. That's fruit of the Spirit, folks. That's the fruit of our efforts of reaching out to our young people and other people who want to connect with God in a special way here. We're not here to maintain an institution either. We are here to make disciples for Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Don't ever forget that mission. And that is our great commission that was given to us by Jesus. But if we're going to do that, if we're going to fulfill the great commission, and if we're going to try to make a difference in our communities, then we're going to need power to do it. We're going to need power from beyond ourselves. We're going to need Pentecost power, the power of love. And this power, God has already given every believer. What does it look like? What does Pentecost power look like? Well, I ran across a story this week about a guy by the name of Shane Claiborne. Shane Claiborne and some friends moved into South Philadelphia row house, a very depressed area, a poor section of Philly in 1997. They had a vision. They had a vision to love God, to love people, and to follow Jesus. I think that's a great mission statement, don't you? We could even add that to ours. What did they do? Well, they started a ministry called The Simple Way. The Simple Way. They just started playing with kids in the neighborhood, playing ball, playing stickball, playing soccer, whatever, in these poor neighborhoods in South Philadelphia. They helped some of these kids with their homework after school. They shared food with those that needed it. They shared clothing from a little clothing pantry that they set up in one of the abandoned row houses. They started reclaiming abandoned lots with the help of the city. They started planting vegetable gardens. They rehabbed abandoned houses and made friends with people who were in the jails and prisons of Philadelphia. Shane Claiborne said, "We try to make the world safe, knowing that the world will never be as safe as long as millions live in poverty, so the few can live as they wish. We believe in another way of life, the kingdom of God, which stands in direct opposition to the principalities, powers, and rulers of this dark world. This young man and his followers, his friends, have found another way to live, the simple way, the Christian way. And it is a way that has been inspired and empowered by none other than the Holy Spirit, and has led them to help transform one small corner of South Philadelphia, which could be the beginning of the transformation of the world. This is what Pentecost power looks like, folks. This is what God can do. But we don't have to move to South Philadelphia to experience Pentecost power. We can tap into it right here at 129 West 4th Street in Lewis, Delaware. We can experience that power in our own neighborhoods. Are you aware that in beautiful downtown Lewis and Rehoboth, that there are people who are hungry? That there are homeless people? We get calls every week for help with food, help with shelter and lodging, help with rent because they're about to be evicted if they don't get help. And thank God, God has blessed us with resources to help a little bit. We can't help everybody, but we can help some people. Do you know that there are children that need help with their homework after school? Do you know that there are children in our schools who need to learn English as a second language? Properties that need rehabbing and rehabilitation and cleaning up and made beautiful. I'm thinking of West Rehoboth, the ongoing project there. In fact, we've got a mission team, come and get this, a mission team from central Pennsylvania who's staying at our church. Guess where their mission project is? West Rehoboth. We're putting them up for the week. There are properties that need rehabbing in the surrounding area of Lewis Rehoboth, needing cleaning up, lots that need cleaning up, public places. There are elderly folks. We live in a retirement area, folks, whether you realize it or not. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of elderly people who don't hear from a soul all week long. Why can't some of us get a list of these folks and call them and let them see, if, first of all, if they're alive and to see if they need anything? We've got one lady in our 11 o'clock service who's doing just that to some of our homebounds and shut-ins. Transportation. We have our transportation ministry that's ongoing. We always need more drivers for that. Folks, there are needs all around us, everywhere, that can be met if we just open our hearts, our minds, and yes, open the doors of our church for different groups to meet here, like AA, like GA, Gamblers Anonymous, or single moms groups and whatnot. But none of this can happen until first our hearts have been, in the words of John Wesley, strangely warmed with the fire of God's love. Then, and only then, can we turn our attention away from ourselves and put it on others by loving God, loving people, and serving Jesus. All we need to do is to plug into the power source. Like these CFL bulbs I shared with the children. They don't work unless they're plugged in. And likewise, we need to plug into the spiritual current that's flowing through God's people and sharing the good news that the power of Pentecost can keep us on fire with the love of God for people and radiate the warmth and the light in a cold and dark world. But this power isn't found in some program. This power is not found in an institution. It can only be found in a loving, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And the compassionate, grace-filled actions of God's people. Call it Pentecost power. Call it Pentecost love. The same Pentecost power is fueling ministries locally like the Cape and Lopen Food Pantry or the New Life Thrift Shop or homeless shelters like Casa San Francisco and People's Place. It's the same power that motivates volunteers to get involved with support groups and after-school programs and non-English speaking English second language classes. It's the same power that inspires people like Elizabeth Fields to go on a mission trip to Africa, or to go to Haiti, or to go to the Gulf region, which is still in need of recovery. It inspires people like Ray Davis and Jera, our new intern, to speak the truth to our young people, offering words of hope and love instead of how to be popular or worrying about their grade point averages. I think Mother Teresa said it best. She said, "We can do no great things, only small things with great love. It is not how much you do, but how much love you put into doing it." That's worth remembering, folks. We can do no great things, but we can do it with great love. The power of Pentecost is the power of God's love, and it's the combination of God's love for us, our love for God's people, and a desire to follow the Master, Master Jesus, in our daily walk. This, my friends, is real power. This is clean and green power, if there ever was any. And this is the kind of power and energy that can transform our world. The question is, have you tapped into it yet? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us, reminding us, Lord, that you came in a mighty way and empowered some helpless and powerless disciples to change the world. And dear God, we're glad that this message comes around every year at this time to remind us that we have received that same power when we were baptized, when we came into a relationship with Jesus Christ. We received all the power that there is that you have to give us. The problem is, Lord, that many of us have not tapped into it and we have not plugged into it. Help us, O God, to hear the call of the needy, to hear the cries of the helpless, and for us to respond as the church, the Spirit-filled, the Spirit-empowered church of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.